what's your expectations for this team this year?
They're high. You know, we always talk about putting another trophy in the case. So I think if our goal is anything other than that, there's no point in being here.
There's a lot of people outside the organization that share those expectations after last year. Do you guys welcome that people are expecting you to be good?
Well, we expect it of ourselves too. So, we're in unison in that expectation, and we're going to put in the work that's necessary to try to get that done.
What's the pressure does it place on guys, if any?
We're in the NFL. There's pressure no matter what. So I don't think it puts any more pressure on us. You know, we understand what's at stake and what's required of us.
Weston, how much of a balance is it to flush what happened at the end of last year versus use that as motivation for this year?
That's over. It's a new year. I'm ready to take our schedule this year and focus on that and not worry about last year.
Weston, what's the biggest difference that you can tell from this offensive line from last year going into this year?
Another year of maturity. We've been together all last year, and looking into this year, we've got the same guys there. And I think one of the biggest things that helps an offensive line be good is continuity. So we're going to try to take that continuity, stay healthy, make sure we're all in there playing together as much as we can.
You mentioned continuity, but there's a lot of there's some newcomers in here via rookies and free agency. Have you gotten to work with them a little bit? And if so, what are your impressions on them so far?
Yeah, they've gotten a lot of good work. We've got good guys in the room right now that complement the guys that we had there before. And it'll be fun having them this training camp to really push them. They'll push us to be better, and I think we'll be a good unit.
Weston, from a conditioning standpoint, it seems like the bigger guys on the line got a little leaner this offseason. What was your approach to conditioning going into this season?
My approach is different from theirs because they're, those guys – are bigger guys that may struggle with weight. I'm different in that situation. So, you approach it from different ways depending on your situation. So hopefully we're all conditioned and ready to go.
Are you surprised in some way? It's not your decision, but that all same five starters look like they will certainly get a chance to start again this year, that there's not a lot of big movement on the offensive line?
I'm not surprised, no. And I don't have any say in that anyways. So I've just got to focus on what I can focus on, make the improvements that I know that need to be made, and worry about what I can control.
There certainly was, though, some kind of a vote of confidence in you five. That, they didn't go, people make a lot of changes. What do you think of that and the potential of this group to get better together?
Well, I think we can take it as a vote of confidence. And, says to us that they believe in us and we can – be the unit that takes this team where we want to go. So we've got to put in the work to make sure that happens.
Weston, you mentioned continuity, but it seems like the best offensive lines have great cohesion mm-hmm. and even camaraderie. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like there's a step to be taken maybe in that direction?
I think there always is. And that's the cool thing about our group is we're always together. I don't think there's any other group that's always around each other as much as we are. So a good thing about our room is we're always together, spending time with each other. So I think the camaraderie will come and it'll build each and every week that we're together.
Have you seen Eric Flowers grow?
Yeah, we've all grown. That's how this thing goes. I've grown since I first got here, and he's grown since he's first got here, and everybody has. So that maturity is definitely going to help us as well.
Question: how much of an advantage is it for you guys as an offensive line to put the pads on this summer and go up against a defensive line unit that includes names like Damon Harrison, Jason Pierre-Paul, and Olivier Vernon?
Yeah, it's big time. Those guys at those positions are some of the best in the NFL. So to be able to go against them will definitely benefit us in the long run.
If you've read the previews, it's like everybody's writing, if the offensive line plays well, they have a chance. I mean, do you guys sit there and say, look, we didn't have our best year last year, we do have to improve?
As an offensive unit, we didn't have our best year, and I think we can play so much better than we did last year. And I'm looking forward to getting a lot more production and being better offensively to help our defense.
With you going into the last year of your contract, do you find yourself this offseason paying a little more attention to what centers we're getting?
I didn't really. I just said it earlier, I can only control what I can control. So that's what I'm focused on. And if my focus is anywhere else, that's not going to help me.
Weston, the young man in Texas, I think your dad your family has a connection. You visited him, Odell did.
Yeah.
I guess what perspective do you gain or keep gaining?
Yeah.
When you go through that, and if you could, I guess, just kind of describe the scenario in the first place.
Yeah, well, his name's J-Roe Ponce, and he's from Follett, Texas, which is a small town outside of Amarillo in the Texas Panhandle. He's got a pretty severe cancer, and you know, he reached out. He's a big Giants fan, obviously an Odell fan, and we found out about it in April, I believe, and I went out and visited him and his family. And just the fact that a kid who's gone through more than I've ever gone through in my 26 years, he's not even 10 years old, that just really touches me, that somebody wants me to be a part of their life. And then I guess last week, you know, Odell was made aware of the situation. My dad had a big part in it, and Odell went out to see him. There were people all over the Texas Panhandle who pitched in to get Odell out there to see him. And just the fact that Odell took time out of his schedule, which I'm sure is busier than any of us can even imagine, to go see J-Roe was really cool to see that. It speaks volumes to the kind of person Odell is and the kind of player he is.
How did people pitch in what way?
You know, the transportation was the biggest issue, and you know, that was able to happen. You know, some people provided the means, transportation, and then money was raised to get the fuel and everything done to get Odell down to Texas.
Have you spoken to him about his experience?
I haven't talked to Odell yet. I just sent him a quick thank you after he did that. But again, I played a tiny role in this. There was a bunch of people back in Texas that really wanted to make this happen for J-Roe, and they put in the funds, the work to make that happen. Those were really cool things.
Did the young man have any message to you when you saw him about, you know, would he like to see you guys accomplish this season, maybe for him?
You know, I don't remember anything specific, but I'm sure he wants to see us do well, and he wants to see Odell do a lot of dances in the end zone. He's a big Odell fan, and you know, I was just tickled that Odell went and did that for him. That was a big deal.
For you, Weston, though, you mentioned, you know, you were touched by seeing what he goes through. What impression did that leave on you, even now and going forward?
Well, first off, the fact that he wants anything to do with me when he's going through that is that shows you that people are always watching, and you have an impact whether you like it or not. And then, you know, he's not even 10 years old going through something that a lot of people never go through. So, you know, times like training camp, if you think it's tough, you can really reflect on J-Roe and you know, what he goes through and take motivation from that.
Did Odell going surprise you in any way?
I don't think it surprised me, but it was a really, really touching to see that he was willing to take time out of his schedule. I think it all happened in one day too, so he flew pretty far across the country in one day to make that happen for J-Roe.
Was he in the hospital? Did you see him?
There is a facility. When I saw him, yeah, he was. Well, he wasn't as bad as he is now in his condition. It was at the treatment center, but I was able to visit with him in a visiting room.
And is he in any condition that you could even think about making plans to try to get him to Dallas for the first
time? It's not looking too good right now. You know, my prayers are with him. I would encourage everyone to pray for him and keep your thoughts on him and his family. But the situation is not too good right now for J-Roe.